Daniel, Daniel Contreras, Contreras, 721-91. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Number two, increased weight. Number three, weakness. Number four, tiredness. Number five, decreased sleep. Number six, at one time they told me I had high liver function test. Number seven, at one time they told me I had low thyroid, but I didn't do anything about it. Patient is a 30-year-old married construction company owner, comes in today with right upper quadrant pain, was given Bentol over the weekend, which he never picked up. Period. In the paragraph, he has issues with compliance. Period. In the paragraph, medical problems, non-surgical problems, non-social, minimal ETOH, no drug use, no alcohol, no drug use, no cigarettes, allergy, none, and COVID, never was vaccinated. Review of system, low extremity swelling, tiredness, weakness, difficulty sleeping, snoring, symptoms of sleep apnea, no nausea, but abdominal pain after eating, you know, hematemesis, hematochezia, seizure, convulsion, family history, dad's alive with diabetes, mom's alive with fatty liver, hypertension, high cholesterol. An exam, 246 pounds. He tells me it's up about 10 pounds, 98%, 98.5, 16, 80, 118 over 70. Heart positive, pump positive, still lungs. Clear. Abdomen soft. Right upper quadrant tenderness noted. Neck shows the knee skin shows no actual and the post with anesthesiological non-focal. Number one, as far as abdominal pain is concerned, we're going to reach. We looked at his gallbladder. The gallbladder looks normal, slightly dilated. Number two, check H. pylori. Number three, start protonics. Number four, high possibility of sleep apnea. Number six, schedule for sleep apnea. Number seven, long discussion with patient regarding noncompliance. Number eight, check blood work. Number nine, must take medications as prescribed, i.e. when he was given thyroid medication and he never took it. Next number, come back in a week. Next number, history of increased liver function test. Next number, history of low thyroid. Next number, his thyroid looks okay on the ultrasound. Next number, history of fatty liver. Next number, he does have fatty liver on the ultrasound, but not as severe as I would expect. Next number, check liver function test and decide. Next one is mild RVH noted. Next number, rule out sleep apnea. Next number is leg pain and leg swelling, multifactorial, no sign of DVT, no PVD noted. Next number, check testosterone level, which goes hand in hand with low thyroid and sleep apnea. Next number, lose weight. Next one is diet and exercise discussed with patient. Next one is come back in 1 week after sleep study and the rest of workup is done. Thank you.